Chair.
Thank you, Jim. This is Covenant Condition Restrictions Committee meeting, Monday, July 1st, 2024. It's 5:30 p.m. The members, would you take a roll call?
Sure. Chair Dunham.
Present.
Vice Chair Bazin.
Present.
Director Israel.
Present.
Committee member Candace O'Connor.
Present.
And we are missing Terry Eastwood. Absent. And myself, Officer Mogg. And then GM is not in yet. May or may not attend.
And we also have Tim. All right. Thank you so much. The meeting is called to order. You just did a roll call, and the public testimony will be received on each agenda item as it's called. The principal party on each side of an issue is allocated 10 minutes to speak. Individual comments are limited to 3 minutes except with the consent of the committee. Individuals shall be allowed to speak on an item only once. Members of the audience are asked to volunteer their name before addressing the committee. The committee reserves the right to waive said rules by a majority of the vote. The first item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Do we have any comments on this? If not, do we have a motion to
approve? I move that we approve the agenda. Stay.
Okay. We have a second. We have a motion to approve the agenda as presented, seconded. Any questions, comments? If not, will we take a vote to approve the agenda as presented? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those in opposed say nay. The motion passes. Next item on the agenda, the approval of conformed agenda. Any questions on the approval of the conformed agenda? If not, I will take a motion to approve the conformed agenda.
I move to approve the conformed agenda.
Okay, thank you. Director Israel, move to approve the conformed agenda. Do we have a second on this motion?
Second.
Second. Thank you, Candace. Okay, we have a motion to approve the conformed agenda. Those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed, say nay. The approval of conformed agenda is now moved and passed unanimously. Open forum. The member of the public may speak at any item not on the agenda that falls within the responsibilities of the committee. We have members here. Are you here to speak on any item that's not on the agenda? Are you here to speak on any item that's on the agenda?
Me.
Okay.
All right. We'll move forward, and if you need to speak when it comes up, feel free to speak. All right, the next item is a monthly staff report, Jim.
Okay, last month we ended up with 57 cases open, 37 courtesy notices went out, 10 initial notices went out, 5 final notices, 6 pre-legal, and 0 were referred to legal. We had 9 cases clear the previous month and 8 new cases come on board. As you know, summer is extremely busy, so we're not on the neighborhood campaigns, we're on complaints, and when we get one complaint, we have to drive the whole neighborhood so there's no more violations. So it's just it's a constant going through the neighborhoods on the same violations right now, education as well as just getting people into compliance. Some of these cases, we just get complaints immediately. And those people that call us after courtesy notice or initial notices, they get the grace. They're the ones that get our help and whatnot. If it comes in later, that's when we're into pre-legal or something, out somewhere else is legal, so no more grace. But otherwise, things are moving along. We do expect a lot more cleared cases in the next month. We're seeing a revolving of existing violations coming back. So old cases, all have had your report that's at the back. Is there any questions on the report back here?
Any comments?
What are the typical cleared cases? Is there any pattern or any just examples?
Usually it's trailered items.
Okay. They move them and they're gone.
Yeah, and then also because you have seasonal, you have the recreational house trailers, teardrop trailers, boats, stuff like that.
Okay.
And they're only allowed to be out during the staging period. Some neighborhoods only allow you 2 weeks over a 6 month period. And in some cases, they've exceeded that for the whole season of boating season if they've got a boat out. So. Those are the primary ones. The other ones that come up are weed abatement, in which case, if we don't have a landscape clause in the CC&R, we can't address the weed abatement. It then rolls over to the fire department.
So do you call that a clear?
No, we won't even take it in.
Oh, it just didn't count.
We'll forward the complaint to the fire department. The only neighborhoods that have landscape clauses are all the RJ Ranch neighborhoods, Eastwood Park, Carousel neighborhoods over there off of Meter. And that's pretty much a majority of them. If there is a clause in there that talks about weeds, then we can work on it. But it has to be in the CC&Rs for us to actually work on it. Otherwise, the fire department works on it. In which case, they have better teeth anyhow.
Yeah.
Because they can apply monetary fines and eventually lien.
3900 Placidus, mm-hmm. Is that the same violation with the shed, or is this something different?
This is that same violation. One of the items that were addressed in that with your guys' approval of that shed was that he built a living wall.
Right.
And that living wall was supposed to be up by April. That living wall hasn't matured yet, so that's why I've still got it. Just making sure that he does his diligence and grows those plants to shield the shed.
All right.
Okay. That should be coming off soon. We'll go ahead and do another inspection on it. We haven't been out there since, I think it was late May. So it's been over a month since we've been out
there. I was more curious if it was another violation.
No, it's the same one. So.
And then next door to them, there's a project sign out for Cameron Park CSD. Is that like a internal retrofit thing?
There's a storage container in the
back. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So what happened with that one was their house ended up infested with mold.
All right.
So I think now you might recall it.
We ran it through
ARC, vetted it through ARC, and put up our project sign.
Okay, that's right. I think you did. Yeah,
so they're doing some work, and they're saying that CSD is aware of it.
Yeah,
that's all.
So we vetted it through ARC.
Yeah.
Put up the sign because we got countless complaints on it. Understandably so.
Storage.
Yeah.
Well, so what does your sign say? What does the sign say?
It says approved by ARC.
Okay.
So it lets the public know that there's a project going in there.
Okay.
That storage is needed, because the residents cannot even live in the home right now.
Okay.
So it should be done. They told us July. So we'll be checking in with them probably in the next week. But a good question. Thank you. Any others? Okay. That will then take us to ARC review. We had 23 projects reviewed last month, 23 approved. Of those were 8 roofs, 1 solar, and as you know, solars don't necessarily have to come to us because that's a utility. But people like to do their diligence. Tree removals, we had 1 from a resident that wants to make sure they're in the clear. Most of the tree removals that we're seeing around Cameron Park right now are PG&E, being done by TSU right now. It causes a conflict with our department. PG&E does not notify us when they're going to work on a neighborhood. And they will go into that neighborhood and ask them to pull all their trailers out of their backyard. And we come through and we cite everybody. So when we get notification of that, which PG&E doesn't do, usually it's a resident that will come to us and say, hey, PG&E told me to take it out. Then we put everything on hold. And
what would you be giving them, just a courtesy notice?
It's just a courtesy notice. That happened recently on Osborne. So we actually patrol it every week. And now that PG&E is done, we're seeing people come through. They're making their improvements to get them back.
So there's no way to communicate with PG&E?
No, because they're using so many different agencies.
They're like subcontractors.
Yeah, they set out.
I guess my question is...
It's an easement. They don't have to.
How... I mean, for what this is intended for is front yard tree removals, right? It's really...
No, they go into your backyard,
it's
too.
El Dorado County has a tree ordinance.
Yeah.
The county actually puts this on us.
So we should be clear when... is it just oak trees we're talking about?
Yes,
here?
It's mm-hmm. just oak trees.
Anything that's clear the lines. They cut in my backyard.
I'm talking about
yes.
what we regulate, so to speak.
Oh.
Oak trees only.
Oak trees.
Because this is an oak forest.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so... But that's good clarity because, mm-hmm. People are clearing trees. You know, our urban forest here is matured. Most of Cameron Park, a lot of those oak trees should go. I mean, I guess, how do we assess that?
It's right now what you're having removal for is primarily defensible space.
Yeah.
And the power lines.
Uh-huh.
The power lines are obviously under an easement. The defensible space is owned by the fire department. El Dorado County and Placer County both have the oak tree ordinance in there, and it's to preserve the oaks. Now, not every oak is a preservable oak.
Right.
There's certain species that literally take a couple of years to mature.
How do we operate within those boundaries?
So, in order to give approval, if the Cameron Park CSD gives approval, we have to request an arborist report. And that arborist report has to prove that a tree is sick or dying or within defensible space. With that arborist report, then we can get the approval.
How often does that happen?
actually, we get, I would say it's 50% of the time.
Really?
Okay. Or less.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that do it without.
Yeah.
And again, it's an El Dorado County ordinance. It is written into our CC&Rs. But I give people, if they want to kick and scream about it, I say, feel free to go and talk to the county.
And if a tree falls, it's outside of our...
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that's...
Does not fall on us, unless it's in our LLID.
Right.
Yeah. We've had a couple here along Country Club at RJ, where if it's in our landscape area, we do have to take it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Thank you, Jim.
Of course. Okay. So we were on tree removals, fences. We had one come through. Swimming pool, we had one come through. Three exterior house paints, one siding replacement. It was a slow month last month. The previous month was, as you guys remember, was probably close to 30. And that's because of the beginning of the stock season. It does slow down for just a couple of weeks this month and next month while the heat is high, and then it ramps up again before we go. So we'll be busy on that. Takes care of ARC. Any additional questions for ARC?
No. Okay. Well, no. Staff updates.
All right. Staff updates. ARC. CC&R 23-1064. You guys gave a pre-legal request for 4108 Plateau Circle, Twin Canyons Estate. These were renters in this property. It got up to pre-legal, and once it hit pre-legal, we went out there for our inspection after the 10 days, and all items were gone, and the renters had moved out. There's now a for sale sign up at the property. I did a little research. We do see it's being listed for sale, not for rent. So we contacted the complainants and asked them to notify us when they see somebody move in. If need be, we'll go over there with their CC&Rs and help them out. And we also encourage the complainants, hey, when you see them coming in, go meet your neighbors. Neighborly. It helps a lot. On to item B, CC&R 19-1036. This is 3559 Kimberly Road, Cameron Park number 3. As you remember, this was a case that started in 19, a bunch of appliances up in the front yard, along with debris and whatnot. This came back. Since they were at pre-legal before, you guys voted to resend pre-legal. Actually, you guys voted, because it was a year and a half between the cases, voted to go back to final, and then no action on to pre-legal. So we went back to pre-legal. The fridge has been removed in the freezer. There's still improperly stored materials along the non-operational car. It is screened by the car and screened by a living wall. Very hard to see. You have to look for it. And they also have a lot of improperly stored material that leads from the driveway up to the front door. Again, their yard is extremely overgrown in the front so long that it's not viewable. Really, all you can see is the garage frontage. So at this point, we know that this is going to be a reoccurring case. It's proven that itself over the years. So we're just going to...
So you just monitor.
Where's our status with the enforcement on it?
We left off at pre-legal, was our last letter. They did contact us, and she said she wasn't going to deal with the rest of the stuff that she dealt with.
So we're going to just leave it at that?
We kind of keep a watch on it so it's not so much nitpicky.
Uh-huh.
Next time we get stuff that's visible immediately from the road, yeah.
Okay.
Do people know that the Elevator disposal will pick those things up if you've got one of those? You know,
they give you the tags, yeah.
The tags,
I would assume
yeah.
if they're checking their mail regularly.
But
yeah,
they may
there.
Not. Yeah.
It's right. Eldorado disposal.
Mm-hmm. Eldorado
yeah.
disposal.
Yeah. No, they put it out there, but it's like once
you
a year you get a couple.
Actually,
yeah.
make that part of your handout.
I would
hope
it would be, though, Jim.
If they have a flyer for bulk, because I know they'll do some bulky waste cleanup pickup
yeah.
also.
Yeah, we do a lot of B-News letter blasts around here regarding that as well. So we'll make note of that in our next newsletter, as well as E-News blasts, and we'll put it in there.
And people are just maybe ignorant of that. You know, they've got their plans, what do I do with it, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, even in our cover, our letter, our notice.
They mail it.
They mail
you the coupons.
But
trying
if you don't
pay
attention to that,
yeah.
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 No, Eldorado Disposal actually sent out the voucher
mm-hmm.
yeah.
at the beginning.
Yeah.
Every year
they also
they
send
do.
Out
yep.
educational programs as well.
Yep, they do. So,
that's part of our contract with them, too, to keep education up.
Okay.
Item number C, CCR 21-1054, 3350 Sage Drive, Kenmore Park, number 1, improperly stored trailers. At the time that this agenda was built, last mm-hmm. Thursday, the trailers mm-hmm. were still there. Upon inspection today, the trailers were not there.
So it's a non-issue?
Yeah, right now they're back in storage behind the fence line and the gate.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Is there any comment?
So what do we do that when it's been resolved like this?
If the case is clear,
okay.
It stays at pre-legal if that notice comes back.
It's just clear.
If that comes back, then
and
the next
then
step will be go straight to legal.
Okay.
Any other comments from?
No.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll stay that way.
All right.
If there's anybody in here on the agenda, and we go, because we're almost done with this portion of the agenda.
Yep.
If there's any comments, do you want to check for that?
Yeah, are there any comments on this particular topic?
No questions?
We moved the trailer, so we found it.
Oh, are you the homeowner?
Yes.
Oh, no, please speak
for
up.
For Julie
yeah.
Court?
What's that?
For which address?
Sage Drive?
Sage.
Oh,
okay.
3350
Sage Drive.
All right, so you're going to get that
name and address.
So you're the courts.
I'm Jessica Court.
Okay. Nice
yes.
to meet you.
Nice to meet you. This is my boyfriend's husband.
Hello.
Yes, I have 2 work trailers and one that we found a new home for. And
good.
It's been taking me a long time with just a young family and a young business.
But you resolved it.
That, but yeah, resolved.
Keep it that way.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm glad that you came and told us about it. Are happy that the problem is resolved.
Good deal.
Yeah, good deal. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Next item is Julie Court, 2614.
Okay, CCR 231042, Julie Court, Creekside Estates, 5. This is that boat in the cul-de-sac. that's been out for, they had it out all last season. They're only allowed 2 weeks of staging time for 6 months. So already this season it's been out 5 weeks. So unless they have that taken care of, we will be going to the legal next.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
The next one, item E, CCR 22-1005, 6103 Connery Drive, Cameron Valley Estates, number 3. Again, prohibited parking. This was cleared. It actually cleared before we got the pre-legal loan kind of south, before you guys approved pre-legal. Director Israel, this was one that you asked, hey, if it disappears before you get pre-legal out, can we just leave it at that? And we did. So we did not issue the pre-legal notice because the trailer did go away before we issued it. So, but we do still have the approval if it comes back for a long period of time, in which case we do have a couple neighbors in that neighborhood that police it. We will know the minute it comes out.
So, and it still appears here on our list?
It does because I wanted to give you the update.
I would be consistent, though, with, well, I guess, if it does stay off the court for a while. Yeah, okay.
I'll keep it on there until I give you the report.
Gotcha.
And then it'll come off.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That concludes our updates for the pre-legals that you approved. I do not have any pre-legals this month. We do have already one or two that's slated to come to you in August. Yeah, and I have a feeling it might build up a little bit. Please keep in mind that because we are in the recreational period, we double and triple check before we go to a request like pre-legal, just in case we're inspecting right on top of their staging times, which has happened before. When we come out on a Monday regularly, and they just got back from a trip on Sunday, they haven't had a chance to put it away yet. So we'll check two or three times before we bring it to you to give us clarity on whether or not this is being stored or if they're staging.
So when you get a complaint, do you handle that differently?
When we get a complaint, much like this last one, Connery, we'll get the complaint the day it comes out. We will then do the inspection on the date of the complaint, and then we'll do a follow-up one a couple days later, outside, like 3 days later, for staging. If it's still there, then we'll issue the notice.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We do, this time of year, we have to play a little leniency. Otherwise, sometimes we just get caught acting too fast. You know?
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, I would admit that on occasion I might push the rules a little bit with the boat in my driveway. Usually not, though.
I think
you
didn't borrow the boat.
Thank you for the confession.
Okay, but some people leave their boats out there. I've had neighbors who've done that, and it stinks when there's a trailer or a car that's parked there and it's just sitting there. And it's, you know.
I'll give you another good example that goes along with what you're talking about. We have on Rustic, we had a boat that just appeared. We sent a courtesy notice. God bless them. They contacted us right after courtesy notice. And when we instituted our staff site assistance, because he said, what can I do? Mm-hmm. So I went out there with my measuring wheel, measured his setbacks, gave him, okay, here's what you can and cannot do. Mm-hmm. But he said, okay, I've got two items. One's got to go. I'll try to find storage. I told him I would give him about 2 weeks. And he contacted me in that two-week period, said he hasn't been getting responses, but he wanted to follow up. It's still there. He uses that trailer twice a week, that boat. Mm-hmm. So like along the lines of what you're saying, there's two reasons. Either they're going out multiple times a week, or you come home on a Monday, and then you have a CC&R meeting that night. He can't get it into storage. And then Tuesday, you've got your ARC meeting.
Yeah, that bunch of stuff in the garage.
Sometimes life happens and you don't get it put away. So that's why we will play.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions on anything Jim has presented so far in this segment from the committee? If not, item number five, items for future CCNR committee agendas. The committee?
That's kind of for the committee. Is there anything you'd like to see come forward other than the pre-legals next month and our updates?
Do we need any kind of update to our fence? I don't know if I call it a policy or guidance.
The fence guidelines that were just built 16 months ago?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
But just because of some of the projects you've encountered recently with the walls and the fences on top.
No, we pretty much addressed everything. And if you read them, they also tie into El Dorado County.
Right.
So El Dorado County, their allowances for frontage fences are different than ours. That's about the only difference.
Right.
When it comes to retaining walls and such, though, we will turn that over to El Dorado County if it's over the 4 feet. In the case, we had several cases here in Barge over the last 2 months.
Yeah, I've
in which
seen
case,
it.
We've had to stop and halt the project.
Uh-huh.
And have them come through. We've educated them, and they educated them that wall and fence together, you're not supposed to exceed 7 feet above finished grade.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it gets subjective. Finished grade. What's finished grade? A lot of people can say, "Well, my pad is up there. That's my finished grade." No, we consider finished grade where the fence line is going to be. That's where finished grade. So a couple of these over here we halted. One of them had only like a 2% grade, so what they were doing was fine. The other one, it was kind of like, okay, you're exceeding your height. Now you're going to have to do something to improve the grade that you've already built above. So
All right.
They got to get in compliance with that.
Yeah, I just know that you've encountered some of that, whether or not.
We've had to take a lot of fences down, and as far as revising them, no, because we have them vetted through El Dorado County and through the fire department. After we approved it, we had to bring it back through one more time because then the fire department came through and said, new fire code, can't have wood man gates attached to the house.
Right.
And that's when we put in the red line, if you're attaching any wood to the home, please check with the fire department. It's their code. So I think they need
sure.
to address that. Next month, we're going to have pre-legals, but I don't have anything special coming to the committee next month.
Okay.
As far as items to take to the board of directors, Julie Court is going to be getting a legal notice. Okay, we expected it today, the vote was still out. We can issue that legal notice based on the pre-legal approval that you gave. The pre-legal notices usually do not exceed $500. If we have to go beyond that, that's when it will go to the board of directors.
Okay. You don't need any action item from us
don't
because we've already done that before.
That, but I'm just kind of saying we have one. If it's not resolved on legal notice, we might be forwarding it. And then matters to and from committee members and staff. Are we going to have any absences next month?
I was just looking. I think I might be absent. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we were graced with your presence today.
Thank you.
We're a little worried you might not be here today.
You're too kind. It's only getting hotter.
Are you absent between now and July board?
No, I'll be here for the July board. So August, the first Monday is the 5th.
Fifth, yeah.
Any absences?
I think I'll be here.
No,
So I don't know who my sub is. I probably will be upset that Monday. Who again?
Wolfson.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. So, I'll mark that down. Director Bazett, that you will potentially be out?
August 5th.
We also have our general manager stepped in. Thank you. Is there any questions for our GM before we conclude the meeting?
Committee, do you have any questions? No?
No?
Okay. I move we adjourn.
Okay, so moved. This meeting is adjourned.
Do we have a second?
We have a second?
I have a second.
She did have a second.
Those say nay, raise your hand.
In favor.
Aye.